But then the sort of main force that's opposing the United States government is an alliance called the Western Forces that is just California and Texas. So they're not geographically contiguous. And also, and I think this is quite deliberate too, this is like what's done with the Nick Offerman president character. This is not a movie that's even willing to partake in some kind of red versus blue binary. It has all the makings of a film animated by those concerns. It is a film ridden through with fears about polarization and how polarization and division are destroying everything and blah, blah, blah. But this is a film that very willfully does not want the polarization to be grafted onto present-day partisan divisions, and so thus deliberately constructs a very implausible alliance between Texas and California. One final thing I'll say about all this, just to underscore the point, there is very deliberately no political specificity, none, given to any of the divisions in this film. It is not clear what this war is about. It is not clear when the war started. It is not clear what ideological persuasions these different factions represent. The film has no opinion on who the good guys or the bad guys are. It's got absolutely nothing. So that's what we're working with here. I'm partly saying that as a criticism. It is a criticism because I think if the film wanted to have anything to say, it would need to have more specificity. But it also is very deliberate. This is a conscious choice that Garland and the people behind this film has made. And so I wanted to get that on the table right from the outset because that is the machine that we're working with here.
I guess you could say this movie is kind of a terrain for discussion, isn't it? It's throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall and it's kind of giving it to us and saying, what do you think of this? Here's a Rorschach test for America, man. Or maybe it's putting a mirror up to America and saying, what do you see here?
Well, I guess you've been following Alex Garland's promotional tour around this.
I'm glad you bring this up.
Because he did an interview with Entertainment Weekly where he said, the viewer is required to make their own interpretation. The film is actually being opaque. It's forcing the viewer to ask questions.
There's opaque, and then there's an empty Samsonite bucket, you know?
You said it's a terrain for discussion, partly as a joke, because we often say that about films on this pod, but often when we say that, we mean that it's a fruitful terrain where the soil is fertile. This film is a barren terrain for discussion.
There got to be some ideas, you know? There may not be conclusions, but there have to be ideas.
Yeah. But having said that the film is being deliberately opaque, he's also not being opaque. He's gone on to say plenty of other stuff. I gather he did a screening of the film at South by Southwest, and he said, journalists are getting shat on, and they're being distrusted. And I wanted to make journalists the hero because there's a simple point at the heart of it, which is that in any kind of free country, journalists are not a luxury, they're a necessity. The film is presenting old-fashioned reporters as opposed to extremely biased journalists who are essentially producing propaganda. They're old-fashioned reporters, and the film tries to function
like the lying New York Times.
The film itself tries to function like those reporters.
That's a statement I would love to hear a follow-up question about. Okay, what would you say is an old-fashioned, unbiased reporter?
Well, look, I mean, that statement, again, it is bereft of ideological specificity. It would need to have some in order to mean anything.